This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Conservative groups are suing the state over new transportation fees. The fees will raise billions of dollars for things like highways, vehicle electrification, and public transit. But Michael Fields with the Advanced Colorado Institute says lawmakers should have gone to voters for approval.
You know, we're at a time when there's high gas prices, you know, families are struggling to make ends meet. And you're going to have an increase to a gas fee, to ride sharing, to deliveries, and voters never got to weigh in on that.
The bill's sponsors say they wrote it to comply with both the taxpayers' Bill of Rights and a new law meant to limit fees. State lawmakers are considering whether to make small possessions of fentanyl a felony again. A bipartisan bill aims to lower fentanyl deaths by increasing punishments for dealers and supporting treatment programs. But members of both parties also want stronger penalties for possession, too. They say that could help deter low-level dealers and give prosecutors more leverage. The fentanyl bill will get its first hearing next week. The University of Denver's men's hockey team is going to the national championship after sophomore Carter Savoy's game-winning goal against Michigan last night.
Well, everybody forgot the puck. Savoy had break wide open down low. Michigan's got to recover. Break it down for the win! Score!
The Pioneers defeated the Wolverines 3-2 in overtime. DU plays Minnesota State tomorrow. Right now in Denver, it's 66 degrees with a few clouds. In Boulder, it's 68 and fair. In Vail, it's 50 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 68 degrees and clear. Expect warmer temperatures tomorrow with rain possible on Sunday. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.